We meditate this evening on that last verse. It's Isaiah 9, verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, Lord, our strength, our Redeemer. Amen. In the name of him who is and who was and who is to come, God's own Son, our Jesus. This Christmas is reminding me of something that the Lord's Apostle Paul said to the Christians in the congregation, city of Corinth. What do you have that you did not receive? So many gifts from God. I look back over this past year, just in our congregation alone, the musical gifts that God has given us, the musicians, the new instruments. We could talk about those and celebrate those blessings year after year. But so many other blessings that the Lord gives too that we may not even think of, gifts of technology, such as the technology that enabled a pastor in Georgia to send out notices again this year that postcards he has taken, pictures, can be sent out. And so that postcard that some of you got in your home that said broken was one from Pastor Jonathan Schrader. But just for fun, he sends out also an idea starter sermon that he's working on. And there was a story in there that I really wanted to share with you this evening. A gift of God through technology back to the days before God's gift of GPS, centuries back, before the polar ice caps were even mapped. The Arctic, the North Pole, blank on most maps. Nobody knew what was up there, but the U.S. government was determined to change that. We're going to map the currents of the ice flow. So here's your assignment. You think you would sign up in the U.S. Navy to go aboard the USS Jeannette icebreaker? You will sail farther north than anyone has done so far until you are caught in the ice flow. And then you will ride the currents until you get to the other side of the North Pole. And sure enough, there will be open water. And you can sail on home. Nowadays, we'd say, piece of cake. Should take maybe 2 to 3 years. Maybe. You want to sign up? Man's best plans, power, might of governments, psychologists, doctors, the best of us can only fail. But heaven? Oh, this is the Lord who guides the governments, controls the ice flows, created nature. And he is the one who says, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Not man's intelligence or might or power, but the zeal of the Lord Almighty. You know, what would put sailors on a volunteer mission like that? I suppose, you know, the desire for discovery or personal glory to be on such a voyage? Not that hard to figure out, but what would cause God's own Son to come down from heaven to earth into a life of poverty, misery, and finally death? This child was born to die. God gave him a body so that he could sacrifice that body as the perfect Lamb of God. Go figure. There's only one reason possible. It's got to be eternal love behind the zeal of God. So they sailed, got caught in the ice floe. Things went well, 16 months, 21 months, there's varying stories. Until June 12th, 1881, man the pumps. They're stuck in the ice floe. They think they can float along. But some of you probably have already figured out what went terribly wrong. And at this point, it doesn't matter how much caulk you use or how much rope or chains to try to bind that ship together. The USS Jeannette is breaking up under the pressure of the ice. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. You ever make decisions in your life that just leave you feeling broken? You did your best to plan. Unforeseen. Sometimes it's because of a decision you made and you look back, 20/20 hindsight, if only. And sometimes there was no way to avoid it. No fault of your own. Nothing that you could point to or that you could change that broke down some relationship or some hope that you had had. And finally, what are you going to do? Just keep trying harder? Hang in there? Keep pumping away? Thousands of gallons of water spilling into the hull and you're going to keep up with pumps. But you do your best. You try to hold it all together. Who can overcome forces like that when they're all crushing in on you? There's a place in the book of Acts where the Lord's apostle Paul again says we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And that word hardship is hard to say in English. It's thlipsis. 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 It means the crushing weight, the narrows. It's when you've done everything you could and you are still caught in the jagged jaws of ice and it's all crushing in on you. What are you going to do? The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The message of Christmas is you are not alone. God Almighty in heaven is looking down with eternal love. And I know the plans that I have for you, he says, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Hope and a future, because his awesome power is at work. So finally, you're standing there with the sailors, and your only means of shelter and getting home has all been crushed by the ice and sinking into the miry, shadowy depths. What do you do? What happened to the sailors on the USS Jeannette? They unloaded all the lifeboats they had and put all their supplies in the lifeboats and started dragging them across the ice. They're going to walk out. Should take a few months. It's 1,000 miles. Guess what the closest landfall is? A place known for hopelessness. Desolation. Their greatest hope is Siberia. But hey, it's the American way. This is the U.S. Navy. We don't give up. We don't give in. 1 foot in front of the other if we have to be on land. And we just keep walking. And when we come to water, we get our boat in the water and we sail across that and we know where we're going. We're headed to Siberia. And we will get there one way or another. And you know, they did. Except that when they finally got to Siberia, they also came to the Lena River Delta. They didn't all make it. I'll get back to that. But isn't this the way most of us try to deal with our problems? I just walk out. One foot in front of the other. I'm going to keep on trying. Isn't that the message of the world's religions, my friends? Don't all the world's religions say, you try harder, you give it more. If you give God your best, then God helps those who help themselves. Isn't that the way it goes? Use your intelligence, use your work, God will smile on you. And if you're prosperous, then God must be smiling. And if you're having trouble, well then, somebody's there to scold you, tell you why. And if you're someone who, you know, has been away from church for a long time, maybe that's the way you live your life. You're just going to keep on trying and walking and pushing. And, you know, that's your power. And why be like those people inside the church, because they're just a bunch of hypocrites anyway and they got to have a crutch and you know how that story goes. But then maybe some of you, I know, grew up in the church. You've had many Christmas Eve services. And still, you look in the mirror and you see yourself there and you have to say, am I one of them? Why am I still so impatient? Why is it there's certain things that I've been praying about and working on and I still, about the time I think I've got it licked, it comes right back at me. And you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're wondering, am I worthy for Christmas? Where is Christmas in my soul? You see, it's the same trap, isn't it? In both cases, from outside the church or inside the church, this is ingrained in our human nature. It's not just America. It's ingrained in our nature to try to walk out of every difficulty on our own somehow to get it right. But are you listening? Did you hear the prophet? Did you hear Isaiah across the ages? He said, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign. His zeal, his power, and not the awesome power of man. So you have to admire their determination, don't you? 1,000 miles like that. How they worked, how they walked, how they dragged, how they sailed. They just kept on going, and as sailors, they could make their way across. But yes, they got to Siberia, and before they could make landfall, a violent storm came up and sank one of the ships. Well, little lifeboats. So that was about 8 of them that went down right there. The other 2 lifeboats managed to make it to shore, what there was of it, but distant parts. They were scattered, separated. So the ship was shattered. Now they're scattered. They don't know where each other are, and they're in the Lena River Delta. Marshy, frozen, harsh, and desolate. Captain DeLong and the men with him, they froze to death or starved before they could find any help. One group of men with the chief engineer made it out alive, but not by their own determination. It was a Yakut tribesman who finally found them and took them to shelter, to rescue, to relief. That's what I love about this story and why it's so much the story of humankind. It's not about our journey. It's not about us finding some way to get from earth to heaven. It's all about God and his journey through his own Son, Jesus Christ, to come down to this earth from heaven, his journey, to come down and rescue us. This was so important that heaven announced it with myriads of angels, not to the high and mighty, to kings and politicians, or beautiful people on the red carpet. The angels sang, glory to God in the highest. To shepherds. Yes, lowly shepherds. Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to all the broken, to all the desolate, to the lonely, to those who can't find their way out, and will just admit it. That's all God wants when the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. It's His rule that extends when He rules in your heart by faith. Otherwise, human determination is kind of like a mirage. How many Minnesotans have thought they were going across a frozen lake on new technology, snow sleds, and there's that ice that turns out to be water? They might find you, might get out. But that's the mirage of human effort and determination and human power. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Is there room for you? Is there room for you personally at the manger? With empty hands? It's the only way to come. In the bleak midwinter, what a beautiful way to express that. What can you give to God except your heart? Open your hands, and God will give you the gift of His Son. And with that gift, everything you need for time and eternity. Guidance, blessing, peace, strength, hope. Your soul to be fed and your body cared for too. In such great knowledge and intimate love that doesn't just reach back to the prophets, but truly from all eternity. Both directions. Christ, our captain, is the one who's sailing this rescue ship. That's sometimes how the church is pictured. The way Christ at the helm will come and bring us out of those deathly waters of our own destruction and our own frustration. But not by our power, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. The zeal of the Lord Almighty has found you this Christmas Eve. Put your whole weight on Him. Stay safe and warm in Christ alone. Amen.